The Hurling Pod on Off the Ball.
I'm looking for a forward. I'd love to have skill, I'd love to have pace, and I'd love to have size. What the Cork Six forwards have is they've all those three things in abundance in different areas.
Free wherever you get your podcast.
Jack, you're through to an All Ireland final again. You must be very, very pleased.
Delighted, yeah, delighted. There's nothing like the 2 weeks, you know. It used to be in the old days, it used to be a bit longer. Was it 4 weeks, Tony? The old weeks, three or four weeks to an All Ireland final. But it'll be great 2 weeks, you know. There's always a great buzz around the county, so really looking forward to it now.
Jack, I suppose compared to this day last year, I mean, obviously the team in Manish, a lot of memories from what happened on this day last year. Just, I suppose, with a lot there to deal with the excitement the Armagh victory brought, how composed they were today with the extra expectation around them?
I don't know about the expectation. We felt coming in this was going to be a very tough game, you know. I mean, Tyrone had some big results that kind of almost went under the radar. They beat Donegal, Bum, Ballybow, Fairley. Very few teams do that. I don't think it was picked up too much in the media. Beat Dublin here, you know, I don't care what they say about Dublin. Dublin are still a hard team to beat here in Croke Park. So they would have come into this game with a lot of confidence. And there was a lot of noise about our game, which meant that Tyrone were coming in under the radar. And I thought that showed early on. I thought in the first 15 minutes Tyrone were the better team. They settled quicker. And they had us in a lot of bother on breaking ball around the middle of the field. But as soon as we got to terms with that, I thought the game changed, and obviously David's goal settled us.
Jack, you spoke a lot about the hurt after the Armagh game, and you know, a lot of emotion in that win. But to back it up, you know, with an equally bigger performance, that must be very, very pleasing then as well.
Yeah, look, this is a mature team. Most of the boys now are a good age. They're in their, you know, mid to late 20s, 27, 28. That's a good age group, you know, mature lads. And I think that was a mature performance. We slowed it down when we had to, and we sped it up when we had to. But I thought we kicked the ball through the lines well today. Found David, you know, with a good share of one-on-one situations, and that's always good for us.
Is there any coincidence, Jack, or is there something more in it in the fact that for a second game in a row against high-quality opposition, Kerry completely dominated the third quarter of the game, controlled the tempo, controlled the scoreboard? Can you put your finger on exactly what's the cause?
The only thing I can, we played with the wind in the first half, and I actually think it always takes a bit out of you when you play against the wind. You know, it might have taken Tyrone 15 minutes to find their feet in the second half. I always have found that down through the years. But we got the grips around the middle of the field. That was the big thing. No better man than this man here when a lot of breaks. And that was the thing that was killing us early on. I think there was a bit of a disconnect between Shane's kick out and fellas getting to the pitch of the break. So we spoke about that at half time, and I think that was a big factor in the second half.
And like, nobody obviously gets ahead of themselves after winning the semi final. If the Armagh third quarter was spectacular, was this an actual better performance?
I suppose it was a more rounded performance, because I thought that spell against Armagh was a bit freakish in the sense that, you know, it was like they just couldn't get their kick out of the way, and we just kept the ball up that end of the field. But I think this was a more rounded performance because, you know, Tyrone are, you know, very big around the middle of the field. Like Kennedy and Kilpatrick are big men, and they have a lot of targets, and, you know, Morgan has a serious weapon of a kick out. So yeah, the two boys plugged away great for most of the game, and then Joe went, finished up going into midfield. But what a game Joe had, you know. Powerful game, and he's getting better all the time.
One last, just, and it's not negative at all, but I'm just wondering, what were your thoughts? I counted 7 goal chances.
Yeah, I know.
That Kerry blew, probably is a strong word, but certainly left out there.
I know. 2 or 3 at the back post that would look like tap-ins. To disappoint you, because we prided ourselves throughout the league in scoring goals, but at least we created the chances. Mm-hmm. Today we were creating goal chances, the last day we were creating 2-point chances, but I think it's a sign of the team that they recognised what was in front of them, and there was a bit more space inside this time, and they got the ball in and created those chances. But Yeah, look, sure, of course, we'd have had an easier afternoon if we converted a couple of more of them.
Jack, just with the report that you're going to find, just where, what's the assessment of Paul Gainey, Jeremy McConnor and Tom Sullivan?
Paul, again, in an emergency, could have been put in today, but we just want to make sure he doesn't have a recurrence of the injury, but I think he'll certainly be available, you know, to play in the final, or to play some part in the final at least. Tom has given himself a big chance of being available. Whether that transpires or not, I couldn't tell you, but he's given himself a good chance. And Dave, we're just tipping away and hoping to get back into the fray. He's done bits and pieces since the Cavan game. So I wouldn't rule any three of them out.
And Jack, I think this will be your seventh final as manager. What does that experience, what's the value of that experience give him, not just for you, but for the group as well?
Well, this group have been in a few finals, like. They were here in 21. 21 was the semi-final, sorry, 21. They were here on 19, sorry, good share of them, 19, 22, 23. So this will be their fourth final, most of those boys. Paul Murphy, Paul Gainey were there in 14 and 15. So there is a good bit of experience in the group, yeah. Sure, of course, it counts. Where it counts more than anything is in the build-up to it, you know, to avoid getting carried away in the euphoria of the thing and keeping the main thing, if you know what I mean, keeping your priorities right and keeping the focus on arriving here in your best physical and mental condition to play the game rather than the occasion.
Jack, the support is huge out there today. Was that the loudest you've heard from the Irish semi-final support since?
Well, yeah, and the last day for the quarterfinal, yeah. So I'm delighted that the supporters are getting behind the team. I mean, it was no secret that Armagh seriously outnumbered us here at this stage last year. And I know I got stick for it, but I said at the time that they were a factor in the game. I don't think anyone could dispute that. Kelly Crowe were a factor today, big time. So delighted with that. The support travelled in huge numbers. Long may it continue. I mean, these boys are giving everything for the cause and they're playing good football, so they deserve to be supported. And we're delighted that, you know, I don't have the language to describe it, but it's working both ways, you know. It's working both ways. They're getting energy from the crowd and the crowd are getting energy from the players, so it's a good combination at the moment.
How pleased will you see Mike Green back, obviously, and playing as well as he did today?
Yeah, Mike had a very good league for us, and he's picked up a few niggles here and there, but for a man that hadn't a whole huge amount of training done, I thought he was very solid today, and particularly after the first quarter, now he settled well, and he's just a big, you know, physical presence for us, and composed on the ball, so delighted with that.
Gavin,
will I leave you at it, Gavin?
Gavin, how tough was it playing in those conditions today for the
I suppose it was very tough out there. I suppose we were looking at ourselves that before the journey on again was quite humid as well that day, so we were able to feed off that experience, I suppose. But certainly it was difficult condition to play, and I suppose we were looking to try to kick the ball as much as we can, preserve as much energy as we possibly could. But Tyrone are a serious team, so there was obviously times where we had to run the ball as well. It was fairly warm out there on pitch level, to be fair.
Gavin, like, everyone's talked about the new rules, and I suppose the acid test is a hot day here in Croke Park. How pleasing is it, and I suppose extra pleasing then that you're playing on a team that's in such red hot form as well?
Yeah, look, I suppose the new rules have changed the game completely, I suppose. I think we'd all agree that it's for the better. It's certainly a lot more taxing on the body. I think I said there at the start of the year that there'd be a lot more injuries from it, and unfortunately for us, we picked up an awful lot from them. But yeah, look, I suppose it's definitely a bit more, it's a lot more of a spectacle, a lot more enjoyable to play in. and look, it's just I'm just over the moon that we're able to play as well as we are and business end of the year, and look forward to another final in 2 weeks' time.
Yeah, because you've always been a player that likes to break up and down, but it's that and a hell of a lot more out there. It's a war zone out in the middle of the pitch at times, is it?
It is, it is. Look, I suppose, and the big thing, I suppose, from my point of view, is kickouts have become such a bit more important part of the game. Breaking ball, it's very physical around the middle, especially coming up against a big physical team like Tyrone. But you have to put your body in the line, and thankfully, Lalef has been able to do that today, especially in the second half when we need it. As Jack alluded to there, we found a kickouts in the first half, we're giving us a bit of bother, and we're able to rectify that at half time and produce a performance in the second half.
You won, I think, two or three in a row there at the start of the third quarter on the breaks. Can you feel a momentum shift with that in a game yourself?
Yeah, look, I suppose when you have a big Kerry support behind you there, when you win a big break like that, you certainly get a lot of energy from it. On the flip side, if Tyrone won the break, we hear the Tyrone crowd and you hear the momentum shifting back and forth. So there's big plays. We talk about big plays coming into this game, not particularly big scores, but breaking ball obviously being a huge one. And unfortunately for us in the first half, we failed in that regard, so we were able to rectify that at half-time. And that's essentially what we did. We focused on breaking the ball, I suppose, and thankfully we were able to capture a few of them.
Gavin, has the shift in mood since the Cavan game amazed you? Because what people were saying prior to Armagh, what people are going to be saying now over the next few weeks, has the way it just shifted from amazed you?
Yeah, look, I suppose after the Meath game, we were all very disappointed in our performance. We knew that wasn't us. We got a bit of slack for it, but look, we tried to keep all that out of the camp. We knew the quality that we had inside in training, and we believed in what we were capable of. So look, we just battled on the hatches, I suppose, went into the Cavan game, went back to basics, I suppose, and built from there. Obviously, the Armagh game was a huge game for us, considering what happened last year. So you know, we wanted to rectify that, and thankfully, we were able to bring that into today as well.